Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of December, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently 25 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a magnificent Monday. What a joy it is to come to the radio mic again, another broadcast week of broadcasting the glorious gospel of Christ and sharing with you a daily update on what our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is doing here in this region. We certainly do not have any sad stories to tell, and we certainly can tell you steps produce stories. And so when you take steps of faith, you have stories of God's great work, and we're experiencing that even now. Looks like today is going to be the day that we're signing for our brand new property, a brand new campus for our Christian Academy. And we're looking forward to owning our own gymnasium and owning our own convent. Could you imagine a Baptist church owning a convent? What a miracle is that? You said, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to gut the convent and make it into classrooms and teach the Word of God. That's what we're going to do. And we've made the offer of $850,000, and we're believing God to bring in that $1 million. We know He's going to. We sense it in our heart. Something is going to happen, and the money is on the way. I can see the mulberry trees that are blowing, and I sense God's hand is moving. And what a day that's going to be when I can share with you about how God has done it. We started our Refreshers Conference on yesterday with an unbelievable time, powerful service, packed out attendance, record attendance in Sunday school on yesterday, 119. And we're headed toward that 200, 300, 400, 500 mark, starting more churches, even yesterday afternoon, going to our church plant and having close to 30 people at our other church that were reorganizing, restructuring, and back for the glory of God, had a $6,000 offering at the church plant yesterday. Now just think about that. Only the Lord could do that. Only the Lord could put those things together. And what a mighty God we serve. I bless His name, I praise His name, and I give Him the glory for it all. In your Bible today, Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." I want us to notice this great verse in the Bible and get some wonderful truths out of this for our time together today. First of all, we find a man by the name of Daniel. And dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. Oh yeah, we sing that song as a church. We see a man by the name of Daniel. And we know from times past and studies of days gone by that he's a great man of conviction. And I believe it all started in his heart long before this statement. But I love the statement, "But Daniel purposed in his heart." I'm here to report today that when you purpose, you better make for sure that you're purposing in your heart. Because if you just purpose in your head, if you just purpose in your emotions, you might find that you will waver in your decision. But Daniel purposed in his heart. What did he purpose? He purposed, number one, that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He purposed that he was going to have a proper diet. He purposed that he was going to eat the things that God would have him eat. He purposed, number two, nor with the wine which he drank. He purposed that he was not going to defile himself with drink, with alcoholic beverages and drink that would cause his understanding to be compromised. I wonder today if Daniel of old could purpose that he was going to do something proper with his diet and with his drink. Shouldn't we have some type of purpose in our heart that we're going to purpose that we're not only going to obey in this area of dietary laws, but we're going to purpose in our heart that we're going to do something for Christ. I wonder today, how many of you go to work 40 hours a week? Raise your hand. Oh, wow, look at the hands. How many of you go to work 50 hours a week? Oh, my, look at the hands. You're working overtime. And you know what? Your employer knows that if you'll put in all those hours, that they'll be able to get the job done. Many that are listening to this broadcast put in an hour a week at church. And I wonder why our church isn't growing. I wonder why we're not successful. I wonder why we're not seeing people saved. I wonder why. Well, you put in an hour a week. And you just pop in, pop out. Don't you think that many of us today could purpose in our heart that we're going to see our churches built for the glory of God? I believe the Lord would be honored with that. Let's purpose in our heart that we're going to see a church built and see a ministry built for the glory of God. Could we do that? I believe the Lord would be pleased with that. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Love to hear from you. Hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you and good day.